Hello, it's Parthax here and welcome to the Parthax Diary Podcast, week commencing the 1st of October. I'm phlegmy, I apologise for that, but I can't help what's been produced by my sinuses. So shut up. You remember last week, me and Cecil went to Germany, to the Black Country. Not the Black Country, that's in Brummyland, the Black Darkest Black Forest. It was fun. And we just got the ferry home. So, let's just continue, Cecil. Just crack on with it, shall we?
Okay. 1st of October! Hello!
1st of October. Me and Cecil slept until 3 p.m. Our trip back from Germany over the ferry was just knackering. Nothing happened. Except for Cecil slightly chipped getting off a gangplank, and he screamed for the playwright, what's his name? Forgotten his name, can't remember. Alan Bennett to save him. What did you say, Cecil?
Alan Bennett saved me.
That's just as he tripped up. He just hurt your knee, didn't you, Cecil?
Yes, it's all right.
It's fine now, this is 8 years ago, Cecil.
Yes, I know it is. Shut it.
And then we got home. The evening, we all sat round the living room watching a terrifying documentary about shoes. Oh, it was horrific. And I just sat eating a bin bag full of popcorn that Mum had bought for some reason. Then suddenly there was a ping. We hadn't gone racist or Chinese. It was the vase on the mantelpiece. Something had pinged off it. Then something happened to my tummy. My first thoughts were that it was a poltergeist come to get me. You know, if I ever do die and want to come back as an angry ghost, then they can call me a poltergeist. Anyway, I looked down at my stomach and noticed it was actually the button of my cardigan that had popped off. I moved my arm to fiddle with it when three other buttons just exploded off and shot over the world. I leaned forward to try and sort out the situation when my jean button suddenly pinged off as well. Oh, what was going on? No, I wasn't turning into the Hulk or having the most powerful of erections, both nipple and penis. My flab had simply just got so great that I was literally bursting out of my outfit. This is why chubby lads never wear t-shirts. This is why chubby lads only wear t-shirts and expandable jogging trousers. Mum looked at me utterly disgusted. And she sat up and she just said to my face, "Ah, right, that's it, I'm putting you on a diet. This is getting ridiculous." At first I liked the idea because, you know, ladies diet a lot. And maybe it'd be something we could talk about, or I could talk about with the ladies. That was until Mum snatched the bag of popcorn off me and the pizza I was eating and said that I couldn't have any more of that junk anymore. I said to her, "Well, what else am I meant to do with myself?" And then she pointed out how much work I needed to do for the radio programme and for our album we were recording. Oof, my brow was beaten and her logic was absolutely flawless. It's like she was a Vulcan. I'm hungry already. Normally I'd just graze upon sugar cubes or chocolate buttons whilst writing my diary. Oof, my teeth don't know what to do. Maundy Monday kittens just... if you can hear that. Sounds like an aeroplane crashing. Can't see anything, though. Could have live blog at an aeroplane crash over Biddyton. Anyway, couldn't. I'm hungry already. Normally I'll graze on sugar cubes or chocolate buttons whilst I'm writing my diary. My teeth and hands simply don't know what to do. Maybe I should take up smoking. Apparently, also, today was Tony's birthday, but I completely forgot, and he just sent me a really passive-aggressive text saying, "Thanks for the birthday message. I really appreciate all the kind thoughts." And I replied back to him saying, "Don't know what you mean. I haven't sent you a birthday message. Didn't know it was your birthday." And he just sent a picture of himself, like the expression on his face was if going, "Yeah, I know you didn't, you bastard." He's right, passive-aggressive. Don't know why. Happy birthday, Tony, if you're listening to this. I hope you're not too drunk or hungover, and I hope you haven't eaten too many tomatoes.
Second of October.
This morning I had one bowl of all bran. Then after being on the toilet for 2 hours, I went back to bed. Mum came in and dragged the duvet off me. Mum came in and dragged the duvet off me and ordered me to get out and do some housework. I asked her, what housework? And she just threw a vacuum cleaner through my door and told me to clean my stinking flea pit. Rubbish. So I did. I thought, why not? Can't hurt, but it did hurt. Caught my toe on almost every single bit of furniture I've got. For lunch, I had one ham sandwich. That's it. 2 slices of bread, cheese, 6 slices of wafer thin ham. And for a drink was water. That's all I had. I felt faint after eating it. Then I had to go for whole hours without eating anything. Usually on an afternoon I'd have 2 or 3 cups of tea, each accompanied by a full pack of custard cream biscuits. Oof, it was rubbish. For tea, we had 1 lamb chop, 3 potatoes. There was the option of carrots, but I utterly refused them. I wasn't allowed any biscuits or chocolate pudding, and I didn't have any supper. I'm going to be dead in a week if I don't get some proper food in me. Ridiculous.
3rd of October.
Dad turned into a giant crisp this morning. You know, like how in cartoons people turn hung. Getting excited. Like how in cartoons people turn into chops or steaks or something if they're hungry. But that really happened to me. I thought, you know, though to me it looked like a delicious crisp, not a steak or a chop. But he did not taste like a crisp. Nor was he too happy about me chewing on his neck fat. I told the listeners on the radio programme today about my diet, but none of them seemed sympathetic. They all said it was for my own good. Too chunky. The bastards. When I told Eugene and Tony, they both just burst out laughing and said I'd never be able to stick to it. You know, in many ways they were right. I wouldn't be able to stick to it if Mum hadn't removed all the food from the house. Or she's hidden it and I just can't find it anywhere. I did manage to find the Oxos, but there's only so many cubes of Oxos you can eat before you vomit. It's 6 Oxo cubes, just so you know. The dizzy spell seemed to have passed, and I feel quite a bit lighter now, but that's probably the hour every morning I spent on the toilet after eating the bowl of all bran. Oof, I'm like a one-man muck spreader after eating that stuff. Luckily, I've been just about able to make it to the toilet in time. I'm sure there's an accident waiting to happen to me down the road soon.
4th of October. You're zooming through these, Paul.
I know, shut up. I feel dirty. Dirty and old. I can't believe what happened last night. There was an accident down the road. I pooed the bloody bed. Must be the bran. It must be. I woke up and thought something smelled a bit peculiar. Then I thought it was just my ham breath. That's when I rolled over and felt the most dirty feeling imaginable, and not in a sexual dirt. I won't say any more on the subject, but it does mean I'm changing the diet I'm on. This brand's going to have to go. Oh, Maundy Mundy Kitten's just perched atop my shoulder. He's crawling down me like a golem on a rock. Sniffing the microphone. He's on my tummy. His cold paws now resting on my forearm. And now he's curled up on my left leg. Aww. Anyway, I've been looking up a new and dynamic diet on the internet. I found several that sound quite interesting. I don't know which to choose though. The ones I'm looking at are Bovril and Chewing Gum Diet, or the Bovril and Salt Diet, or the Bovril Beef Bicarb Diet, or the Bovril Diet. I really should have looked at more than just the diets on the Bovril website, but I just love it. Oof, so beefy. I think first I'm going to try the Bovril Beef and Bicarb Diet. What you do is you have 1 delicious cup of Bovril in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, And with an evening meal, you have some beef. And then for supper, you mix 2 parts Bovril with 1 part bicarbonate of soda and drink it down before you can taste it. It's supposed to be helpful.
5th of October.
The days are getting cold and damp now, and Dad's old war injury is playing up badly. It's his neck. You see, when he was 13, he was clearing up some rubble from a destroyed building when he walked into a window frame by accident, and he cut his head open and also fractured the top of his vertebrae. And when it gets cold and damp, he finds it hard to move his neck. See, this morning he was velcroing up his slippers when he tried to... Sorry. Maundy Wonder Kitten's putting me off by being adorable. This morning he was velcroing up his slippers when he tried to look up quickly because they mentioned the Queen Victoria on TV. Dad's always had a crush on the Queen Victoria. But he couldn't because his neck was locked. Mum started laughing, and then Dad and myself thought this was frightfully insensitive. But once she stopped laughing and wiped away the tears, she said she was sorry. I don't think she was. In the end, after about half an hour, we seemed to think she was sorry, so Dad said she could come out of the corner and sit back on the chair. She just told him to get knotted. Rude, isn't it?
6th of October.
The diet is not going well. Sure, it's easy enough to keep to and I don't snack between Bovrils, but it's just that my sweat is coming out thick brown. It's almost like pure beef dripping. I don't feel very well either. Think I better seek medical advice. Meh. I just rung up the doctors and I said it was an emergency. I can be fitted in tomorrow. They said that I need to bring a sample. I assume they mean a sample of this beefy, sweaty, fat stuff. So I've just placed a small ball under my left man boob. It's collecting very nicely. Oh, 2 minutes later the ball's overflowing. Oof, I don't want to lose any of it. Better go and put it in the fridge and see if it sets. Oh, I hope so, because then I can carry it freely about town.
7th of September. Can't believe how quick you're doing this, Paul.
I know. I'm back from the doctors now. Apparently it was the wrong type of sample. Which is weird. Why would they need some of my piddle? The beefy sweat's the problem, not my wee-wee. Okay, so that's gone very, very brown too. Looks like Guinness. And is just as chunky. Oof. I asked Mum what she thought, but before I could say a word, she screamed at me and snatched the bowl of beef sweat, which was completely solid now. Then she just shouted at me not to run around with her beef dripping. Before I could say a single word, she spread it on some toast and was eating it. Well, not literally before I could say a single word. But, you know, she'd been really nasty to me, and she'd scratched me a bit when she snatched off the bowl from me. So I waited till she'd eaten both slices of beefy drunky boy sweat, and then I told her what disgusting solid matter she'd just eaten. And you can find out next week what happens to Margaret as a consequence of eating my underbosom juice. So I will leave you now, as this is quite a short podcast, with one of my other extra bonus podcasts. I don't know what kind yet. Oh, have a nice October. Nom, 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 nom. Ooh, another short one. So, here's all my audio boos from a website that I don't know if it exists anymore. Recorded them years ago. All right, enjoy.
Hello. Chubby Parthax here, with his chubby tummy. I'm just wandering around my house, recording this. Gonna look out the window. It's a bit boring. I haven't got a top on. But there's a horrible smell. I think I dropped a bean in my belly button and it's gone off. Well, that was 2 weeks ago. I can't get it out, it's lodged in there. Horrible. You know, I'm just trying to choose a DVD for tonight to watch with Cecil. Oh dear, I don't know what I'll make him watch. Maybe Saw 4. Very sore. But that's because he's got tennis elbow. Anyway, alright, have a nice Christmas. Except it's August, but you might have an August Christmas. I don't know, it depends what your religion's like. All right, then,
Oh, hello. It's Cecil here. Oh, there's a car going past. I've just gone and got my pension. Paul, this is a little note for you, if you could get the Smamptons on. I'm nearly home, please. I'm very tired today. Paul had me up till 3 a.m, looking for meteorites. But we didn't go outside because it was too cold. So I'm outside now. I can't see any at the moment. But it's the middle of the day, so that's a bit foolish. Oh, I need to urinate. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh there's a car!
Hello. I think you just join me. I'm in the radio fax. Well, I'm in the loft basically. There's spiders and there's everything. Everything we own's up here. Just steady, Dad.
Sorry.
We're just looking for my puppet. I want to do some puppetry. Not puppetry of the penis that I've heard about on the internet. And,
is that Paul?
What?
Here.
No. What's in there? I will find it, Mr. Beaky. Where is it to me now? I want to do some puppet work. Pretend I'm a Muppet. Maybe I'll get some help from the Jim Henson's ghost. He might come and get me. Ah, that's it. Oh, it's frightening. I'm going to chase you around with it, Cecil.
No, Paul, please.
I'm guessing. All right, good luck. Bye, everyone. Don't know why I put this on here, but never mind. Bye.
Go on, Cecil.
Sir Tom?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hello. This is Cecil Fags. Just like to say a good hello to everybody listening. Very posh.
You're not. Stop it, Dad.
Sorry. Yes, I'd just like to say we're going on the holiday. It's a jolly holiday. A summer holiday, if you will. And I've come to look at a clock mechanism. I used to work in clock mechanisms when I was in my 40s, many years ago. And I like to come and reflect upon them. It gives me a great sense of calm.
Get moving.
Oh, sorry. I like contemplating the clockworks. I won't put my finger in one, though.
Wrap it up, Cecil.
Oh, well, my name is Cecil Fax. I'll be able to say it.
Not that kind of rap.
Oh. Oh, well, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye for now. I'm going on holiday, Paul.
And there you are. Right, I've got to turn this sodding thing off. Oh, shit.
Oh, hello. It's just Cecil. There's strange noises. Can you hear that? I don't know. I'm in bloody Francington's. French fancies. Yes. But that's all I've got to say, really. Sodger. There's a deformed, disabled person on the floor. That's very bizarre. All right, have a nice Christmas. Have a nice today. Bye. Well, good evening, if it's evening. It's the afternoon.
Stop being posh, Cecil.
Sorry. We're stuck on a cliff. I've fallen down it, trapped somewhat. Luckily, the air rescue gentlemen are here now. Come rescue us. They're coming right for us. There's a bit... Oh, jeez. The waves are lapping at my cummerbund. Oh, the... Hello, rescue! Yes, excellent. I better go. Goodbye.
It's on the thing, Cecil. Go on, do it now.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, give it to me. Hello, everyone. This is Chunky Paul Fax. And I'm Chubby. Don't you worry about those situations and measurements. It's still all happening down there. Very round I am.
Get on with it, please.
Well, we're back in England now, obviously. We've been back quite some time. and just come for a walk on the beach with Christmas Puppy, who's at the moment chewing on a stone. It's very naughty. And it, quite frankly, it's a very bleak, harsh environment I find myself in today. There's lots of urban decay, lots of industrial, heavy industry work going on the beach. So yes, almost a Dickensian feel to the atmosphere around here. Very Victorian bleak, as I say. And if you just look at the image I've uploaded with this audio description, I think you'll get a sense of despondency that the whole nation is feeling. I say nation, I mean me and Dad.
Bloody freezing! Hurry up!
It's very cold, as I say, harsh, almost Arctic environment in this region. I don't know why that is.
Jesus!
Don't really have a point, Dad.
Oh.
Yeah, stop interrupting me, please. Trying to talk to people.
We'll get an ice cream.
Yeah. Oh. Do you want what? I'm trying to do this, Cecil. Trying to be all bleak and brooding, like the weather is at the moment. Oh, it's windy. It's Windy Miller from Camberwick Green or something.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sorry. Don't know what to, you've thrown me off now, Cecil.
Good.
Have a nice afternoon. Kick your butt off there. Oof. Damaged my testicle doing that. All right. Have a nice evening, and I hope to see you over the festive period, preferably in a lovely, beautiful jumper made of wool.
You're talking to me?
No, Dad. Oh, Jesus.
Get on with it.
Sorry, advent calendars. Goodbye. Go on, Millard.
Oh, good afternoon. Cecil Fax here of Faxington Towers, meows.
Come on.
Yes, me and my son Paul are taking our afternoon constitutional. Yeah, I feel, elegant and dignified today because me and Paul are playing lords and ladies. I'm Sir Cecilington Hawforth, the sixth, not the fifth. He died in a car crash on a jalopy. Who are you, Paul?
I'm Judith, the chambermaid, the understairs wench. Ah, Cecil.
Yes, you are, Paul. Well, you've got that cleavage, it's just it. You're a buxom wench.
I am, Dad, but.
No, my wife is. She's at a bingo retreat this weekend. Yes. Probably we'll play some cribbage. So, me and my chambermaid are just walking on the beach. I'm not having an affair. It's nothing sexual, is it, Paul?
Nothing sexual about me, Cecil. Sir, Lord Cecil, sorry. Millard.
Thank you, yes. So, I expect you all to be curtsying and or bowing whilst you listen to those. No, fetch me a brandy.
Yes, Millard. I will do, Millard. Can we go home, Dad? I'm freaking naked.
No, Paul, I'm watching the waves coming in. It's like a natural lava lamp.
All right. Come on. Only get 3 minutes.
Yes, well, 3 minutes is my maximum. So that's my wife.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Come on, give me the phone. All right, everyone, how are you doing? We'll go down to the pie and ale shop, and I'll serve you pie and ale. I'm a buxom wench, and I've got a mop.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, it's a Lord Cecilington McSmallwood.
I'll just get on with it, you fucking dickhead.
Don't you dare speak to me like that, Paul.
Sorry.
Disgusting, Al. Put you over my knee and give you six of the best.
All right.
I shall say goodbye now. Curtsy unto me, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
No, you're not on the phone, Dad.
Oh, I'm just recording it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hello, this is Cecil Poo-Poo. Cecil Poo-Poo, yes. I'd just like to say a little hello, a poo-poo-based hello, to Amber... Oof. Davies, yes. I think. I don't know. Is it Amber Poo-Poo? I think it's Amber Poo-Poo, Paul.
What?
I thought I said it's Amber Poo-Poo.
What?
Amber Poo-Poo.
Okay.
Yes. Paul's looking at me quizzically.
I am. Hey, give me the... Hello. This is Paul Poo-Poo. I haven't been for a poo-poo today yet. My motions, that's another word for poo-poo, is still within my bowel. I hope your poo-poos are poo-pooing in the proper poo-poo receptacle. That means toilet. Don't poo yourself.
I haven't done that in a week, Paul.
No, I meant Amber. Don't poo yourself, Amber.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you have it back, I'm frightened.
Hello, this is Cecil Poo-Poo again. I might go for a poo-poo now on the toilet. Yes, I think I will do. Have a Pooington time. Cecil Poo-Poo, goodbye.
Get the smooth jazz.
That's rubbish, Paul.
Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Now I'm talking to my phone, Paul.
Why?
Just am, shut up. Talking to the ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hello.
Well, they're on about you gone mental.
Yes, Paul.
Oh!
Just in the studio. Some drum kits. Jazz.
What are you on about?
Just saying hello to everybody, Paul.
And you're on that thing?
Yes. That's it, really. Hello. I'm a jazzy band.
You're a jazzy band?
No, I'm a jazzy man.
You don't smell very jazzy.
I am. Shut up. Hello. Goodbye. I'm a Beatle.
Paul McCartney, yeah, he says so.
Yes.